me lift him up.
Help me lift him up.
Help me lift him up.
Help me lift him up.
Is long for this moment with thee. I choose to worship Jesus.
So hard to be the best that I could be. It's like every time I take one step, something's right in front of me. Lord, where would I be without your grace and mercy? Oh, now I have one question, Lord, why? And I was so why I'll never know. My life was headed out of control. Somehow I shifted into overload. But then you came and did a work in me. Out of everything I once was, somehow you saw a masterpiece.
Thank you. What do you have to lose? Why is it so hard to choose? Circumstances weigh you down. Happiness is no way to be found. Smile, even if you're breaking. Smile, even if it's faking. Oh, just smile. Just smile. Smile, even if you're sinking. Just smile. Have to do is my own.
On a quest, searching for happiness, trying to find your peace of mind. Can't find it on a map or a GPS. happy life. Smile, even if you're breaking. Smile, even if it's faking. Oh, smile. All you have to do is smile. Oh, smile, even if you're sinking. Smile, because you're winning. Oh, smile. All you have to do is smile.
It's over. Just smile. No more broke days. Your time's now.
You desire and deserve to be represented, God, because you are worthy, Lord, and we can give you all honor and praise right now. Move me out the way, God. Speak to us, Lord, that we would receive all that you have for us, Lord, that we can be about your kingdom business. We thank you and we praise you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Y'all can be seated. Hallelujah. At least the children going out. Amen. Let the children go to their class. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for another day, you know. It's always good. It's always a pleasure to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. When, you know, with all the things going on in life, amen, one thing we can make sure is a constant, amen, is our praise, our worship unto him. Praise, you know, God. We should not let anything or anybody steal our praise. Amen. Amen. You know, the enemy is out to do that. Amen. But you know what? Whether everything is perfect or not, he's worthy to be praised.
Yes,
amen. He's worthy to be lifted up. Amen. Every breath, I believe every breath is a gift from God. Amen. It's truly, without him, we could do nothing, whether we recognize it or not. Amen. So, amen. So let's just look. Amen. We've been talking this year. Who remembers our theme for the year before we put it up on the wall? All right. All right. It's sinking in. But are we working it out?
Yes.
I say, yeah, okay, amen. Walk it out, amen. Fully present, moving forward, building God's kingdom, amen. And we've dealt with the fully present, and we've dealt with the moving forward. So today we're going to dig into what it looks like to build God's kingdom, amen. And then what does that mean, amen? And, you know, I thank God that he called us, and he's equipping us and has equipped us in many ways to be kingdom builders. Amen. Sometimes we're so busy building everything else that we forget to build the kingdom. Amen. We're building our own kingdom. Amen. Building, you know, different things. Our business, our company, our, you know, our house, you know, building up this, that, and the other. And that's not bad. Amen. As long as we're incorporating the building of the kingdom along with it. Amen. Because I believe everything God, every place God, everywhere he allows us to go and to be, amen, we have the opportunity in those very places to build his kingdom. Amen. And as we do that, amen, God is glorified. Let's look with me at this passage in Luke 17. Amen. So how do we build it? How does it look like? In Luke 17, verse 20 and 21 says this, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observations. Don't stop just looking for it. Look, it's not going to come. He said, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Yeah. Amen. Think about that. You see, we're looking for it here and there. We're looking for what some big service, some epic, you know, occasion or event. But he says, it's in you. It's among you. It's around you.
Yeah.
Amen. The kingdom is here. Just tell somebody near you, the kingdom is here. Amen. So what are we going to do? First, we're going to need to recognize that the kingdom is not a physical kingdom.
All right.
Amen. That we can see and touch and hold, amen. But it's more real than the physical world in which we now live. Amen. Because all this is going to pass away, including your body. Right? All this that we see, we hold dear, amen, we fight for, and, you know, we strive to get, and you can't take none of it with you. Amen. It's all temporal. It's temporary. Amen. So, but we need to elevate our thinking. Amen. This world is temporal. It's non-spiritual. Amen. It's bound by time and space. Each one of us only have so much time here. Amen. And we can only go so far. Amen. But the kingdom of God, amen, is so different. Amen. And what does it mean to build that kingdom? It's much more than sometimes we realize. Amen. Because, you know, well, I'm doing this. What I do in the church? You know, am I an usher? Am I a deacon and minister? Or, you know, I work in hospitality. I sing praise and worship. All that is wonderful. Right? But all those things are tools for building the kingdom. Amen. See, building the kingdom is about, really about what? I bet y'all already know. Say it again. Souls. Amen. It's not about buildings and programs and, you know, campaigns and all that kind of stuff. Building the kingdom is all about souls. Amen. He didn't come, you know, to save nothing else but our souls. Amen. So when we think about building the kingdom, we're going to dig into it. Amen. And then I got to look at myself. Amen. Even in preparation. You know, we got to check ourselves, amen, as we go to and fro on our jobs, you know, or shopping or wherever you might find yourself, amen, what are we doing, amen? Because, you know, I want to aim this so we can see that this building the kingdom is the most important thing of all when it comes to being a part of Christ's body, amen? You know, we stop and think, when he left, he gave his disciples a charge, amen, to go and what? Preach the gospel to every creature, amen. He didn't say go and build cities. You know, he knew we were going to do that anyway. All right. Amen. He didn't say, you know, raise a good family. We're going to do that anyway. But he said go and preach the gospel, amen. He wants us to go and reach other people. Amen. In fact, he let his disciples know, and even when he called them to him, he let them know what their purpose was. Amen. And see, I want us to think about that because, you know, we talked about, like I said, fully present. Amen. And moving forward. You have to be fully present. You have to be moving forward in order to build this kingdom effectively. So it helps us to get to that place. Amen. So it's the most important thing that we can do. Amen, on this side, because nothing, say it with me, nothing is more important than reaching souls. Nothing. You can be Elon Musk, the richest man on the planet, but that's not more important than reaching souls. Amen. So we all have that opportunity, amen. You know, when we read through the New Testament, we see often and many times, you know, the Lord Jesus is always talking about or preaching about, you know, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. He talks about it a lot. When you really begin to take notice, he talks a lot about the gospel of the kingdom. Amen. And of course, you know, he understands what it is that we're trying to get a hold of. Amen. And he's trying to help us to be able to wrap our minds around what he has for us to do. Amen. And he often used the phrase, the kingdom of heaven is as, or, you know, and that's where we want to start off this morning. Amen. And one of the parables, amen, that he shared, amen, in the 25th chapter of Matthew. So I just want to go there with you. As we look at it, amen, starting at the 14th verse. It says, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to every man according to his several ability. Now, I want to pause there for a minute. He's not going to ask you to do more than you're able to do. He's not going to demand more of you than you're capable of. And that's, you know, sometimes we want to, I want to be like so-and-so. I want to be able to do. No. God knows what you got. Amen. He's not going to put more on you, more expectation, more requirement, more weight, more demand. Amen. Just like this man, you know, he gave, you know, to them according to their ability. Amen. And God knows what our abilities are. Amen. And he also knows if we're using them or not, Ron. Amen. So you got to say, am I using the abilities God gave me? You know, but and then it says, and straightway he took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. That's what God wants us to do. Take what he's given us, amen, and increase. Amen. Increase that. Use it for his glory. Amen. You know, and notice at the beginning, this Lord didn't promise them anything. Right. He just gave them here and get to work. Amen. He gave it to them, okay? So it wasn't a, you know, pro quo, amen. It's like, hey, you're my servant. This is what I want you to do. Get busy. I'll be back. Does that sound like anybody we know? The Lord himself. Oh? You know, so he said, I besides them 5 more. And the Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Don't you want to hear that from the Lord? Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. See, y'all think we got joy now. Wait till he said, enter into the joy of the Lord. Amen. When that time comes. And he also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. The Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Now notice, he didn't do as much as the other guy because he used what he had. Right? And the Lord gave them both the same instruction. Same reward is coming their way. But watch out. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. Here's your 1 back. Think the Lord was happy with that? No, sir. Well, let's read on. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant. Now, those 2 words, wicked and slothful. Now, why is he calling him wicked? I mean, and the question, why is he saying slothful? See, now notice his Lord is a good Lord, just like our Lord is a good Lord. But he supposed, and he's going to repeat it back to him, that he was a hard man. He was a good Lord. He gave him the money. He gave him the assignment. He gave him the talents and went away and said, just do the work. Just do what I want you to do. And so he said, there's what's yours. I'm giving it right back to you. Verse 26 said, the Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant. I want to hear that again because I don't want to hear that when the Lord comes. Amen. How about you? Right? Thou knewest that I reaped where I sowed not and gathered where I have not strawn. Thou oughtest therefore have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury, with interest, he's saying. That's what usury is. He said, now if you'd have just at least put it in the bank where I could get some interest, instead of putting it in the dirt, put digging, hiding it in the ground. He said, but you didn't do nothing because you said you was afraid. That's not good. 20, it says, take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. Why do you think he gave it to one that had more? You ever hear the saying, if you want to get something done, give it to someone that's busy? Oftentimes, because they're busy, they get things done. That's why you know they're busy. They're getting things. You don't want to give it to somebody that's just sitting around doing nothing. Then they might just sit there with them. Right? So he said, give it. And then the 29 says, for unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into utter darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now that story's got some good, happy parts. And it's got some not so good, not so happy parts. Amen. But it's all still about the kingdom. What we're seeing here, and there's a lot about this parable that I really can't even dig into right now. But what we see here is the Lord has given them a metaphor. See, this parable followed directly after he shared with them in Matthew 25, the parable of the virgins, the 10 virgins, the 5 wise and the 5 foolish. You know, and even in that talent, I mean, in that parable, he's letting them know that, you know, we have to be focused like the wise. We have to be fully present and focused, waiting for the coming of the Lord, anticipating and looking for the coming of the Lord. Not like the other 5 who weren't focused. They was distracted, you know, doing everything else. And when the Lord came, they weren't prepared. They weren't ready, and they missed out. That's not going to be us, right? Amen. But we want to be ready. Amen. We want to be focused. We want to be fully present. Amen. Doing the things because, you know, it's easy to be overly distracted by the cares and affairs of this life. It's easy to be distracted by our own flesh and the desires thereof. Am I right? Amen. But we don't want to be that person. Amen. We don't want to allow that to overtake us and get us caught in a place. Amen. That when the Lord comes, we are not prepared. We're not ready. Amen. We want to be focused. But this parable also aligns itself, you know, of the talents, aligns itself with the parable in the 19th chapter of Luke. Only in Luke's account, you know, there's many different details and the story is told a little differently. But nonetheless, they both report the same principle. You know, different writers catch different details and remember things. But we look at it. You know, and one of the details that's mentioned in the book of Luke, I wanted to highlight, amen, as I looked at this, because it's very important. It may seem small, but at the same time, it's a very important detail. In Luke, the 19th chapter in verse 13 says this, and he called his 10 servants, now he names how many servants he called, and delivered them 10 pounds, and said unto them, occupy till I come. Yeah. Just leave that up there for a minute. Occupy till I come. Now, the Lord has given them their gifts, their talents, and us, amen, these things. But this occupy till I come is a very interesting instruction, a phrase, amen. It's only used, this, you know, because when we look at it, the Greek word, amen, that is used there and for the word occupy is only used, it's a common Greek word, but it's only used one time in the entire New Testament. Right here. In other words, like he's making a point. I want you to get this. Occupy till I come, amen. And it's just not a light phrase because when you break down the meanings, it means busy yourself. Yes. Take trouble, labor. Exert yourself. Worry. That means you're about doing something. You're thinking about something. Amen. Undertake. Carry on a profession. I mean, this one word can be translated into all these things. Amen. It says exploit. Think about that. The opportunities that God puts before us. Amen. Make the most of. How about this one? Do business. Amen. In other words, be busy. Trade. So in other words, he wants us to, it doesn't just mean, okay, supposing this, it determines an activity more than just the skill. Because a lot of people have skills, but they're not active. Amen. So he's saying, get busy. Do business. And if we know that we're his servants, like these men that we're talking about, or women, I don't know who it was, he said that he gave them, he told them to occupy. Get to work. Don't be found idle. Right. Because I want you to build my kingdom, if I could say it like that. I want you to expand my resources. I want you to increase what I've given you, which is mine. And when I come back, I want you to be ready to give account for it. Amen. This is what he's letting them know. So if you just sit there like the one servant and put it in the ground and don't do nothing, you're fired. Right? Like you're on The Apprentice, right? You're fired. You're not getting it done. You know, but we don't want God to say you're fired. That day, you know, in the Bible it says like this, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Then he said, well, didn't I do this in your name, or didn't I do that in your name? He said, but I never knew you. Amen. So we need to understand what we're doing and continue to nurture a relationship with the one that we're doing it for. He's telling us, amen, to get some work done. Amen? You know, so our skills, amen. So remember, amen, as the Lord was telling his servants, amen, when he called them, when he first called them to follow him. Amen. Look at Matthew 4 and 19. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. He told them what the purpose was at the very beginning. Amen. Follow me, and I'll make you fish. In Mark, he says it like this, Mark 1:17. And Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. So he's letting them know their purpose, amen. It's all about the souls. I don't want you to follow me just to be a groupie. Right? Y'all know what groupies are, right? Yeah. You know, a fan. He don't want you just to be a fan, amen. He wants you to be a worker. Amen. He wants us to, and this is all still about building God's kingdom, expanding his kingdom. Amen. We could build all kind of buildings and cathedrals and, you know, edifices that are great and grand, but if there's no people in them, if there's no people, amen, we just spinning our wheels, right? So it's all about that. To build his kingdom, it's all about people. Amen. And that's what we have to continue to rehearse in our minds. How am I helping to expand the kingdom? How am I helping to build the kingdom? Amen. Or am I just happy to be a brick? Right? No, he don't want us just to be that brick that just sits there. He wants us to, you know, to get busy, to occupy. Right. Amen. And say, what does that look like? Well, I'm not a pastor. I'm not a, you know, minister, I'm not a deacon, I'm not an elder, I'm not. That's not what it's about. See, even coming to church is to equip us to go build the kingdom. Amen? And we all have our parts, amen, in that process. Amen. We come, amen, to get built up and, you know, and he gives us, you know, the ministry gifts, the fivefold, amen. And what does it say about them? They're there for the edification of the body. Amen. They're there for the equipping, the scripture literally says, of the saints for the work of ministry. The work of ministry is out there. Amen. So when we begin to think about, well, we're going to go to a big, you know, they had this big thing that was online this past week, you know, the gathering. Thousands and thousands of people and simulcast everywhere. And that's what we look at. That's the work of ministry. No, that's the gathering of the saints. The unsaved folk is out there. That's where the work of ministry is. because, you know, we can gather and we can have our big powwows and, you know, worship and get excited and caught up in the spirit. But when all that's done and when all that's over with, now it's time to go to work building the kingdom. We come in here to get charged up, you know, and to go out and do the work of building God's kingdom. You know, because most people will never stand on the stage before thousands to proclaim Jesus. Most people will never be called, you know, to pastor a church or to be a traveling evangelist and do all those things. Most people will never, you know, and when you look at the big picture, if you would line up how many people got saved at those events compared to how many people get saved in the field, the events would be very short. Because why? Say, well, why do you say that, Pastor David? Because most of the people who go to the events are already saved. Right? So that's not where the work is at. The work is where we meet them on the street. Where we meet them on the job. Where we meet them in the store. Where you meet them on the bus, right? You know, that's where the work's at. You know, when you're in those places, amen, and God is using you to let your light shine, amen, and somebody comes to you or you have the opportunity to share with them, amen, the goodness of the Lord, that's the work of ministry. Ministering to that soul, ministering to that one that's hurting, ministering to one that's lost, ministering to the one that says they're an atheist. You know, I found in my experience over 30 years of pastoring that most atheists are people that are just simply angry with God. Amen. Disappointed. So they wrote him off. I don't believe. Because of what they don't know, what they don't understand. And sometimes you can help them to understand just by sharing your testimony. Helping them to understand the hurt and how God really operates, amen, and help them to see that, yes, bad things happen to good people. Amen. Right? Amen. Because if it didn't, Christians would never get in a wreck, never lose a child, never have a divorce. You know, and the list can go on. If bad things happen to, but bad things happen to good people, that don't mean we don't have a good God. Right? But because we have God, he gets us through those things. He helps us to get through those things without writing him off because we had a bad day. Help us understand we live in a fallen world and we will be touched by the evil and the wickedness of the world. But that's why we got to hold on so tight to Jesus. See, that's where your witness and your testimony can help somebody. Amen. Even if you know, what's the scripture say? One planteth, another watereth. But God gives the increase. That's building the kingdom, amen. When you do the planting, when you do the watering, amen, and you ain't worried about the increase. That's his job. Amen. You're just doing your part. You're helping in gardening, amen, and helping to make it happen, amen. So the truth is, amen, that ordinary life is where ministry really takes place. Ordinary life is where kingdom building happens. And if we don't really understand that, we're going to miss opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. Rather than being, you know, focused and seizing every moment, looking for those moments, looking for those opportunities to be that light and to be that salt, to speak into somebody's life. Yeah. Amen. To just be a listening ear and tell them how much the Lord loves them. Simple things. It's not a big sermon or, you know, watching something grand or great. It's in the simple moments of life that our lives are changed, that people are brought to Christ. Amen. And if we just say, yes, Lord, lead me, guide me. Who would you have me talk to today? Help me to be in tune with your spirit today and speak as you say. You know, but if we, and one of the other things is getting outside of our bubble. What you mean, Pastor David? Getting outside of just spending all our time 24/7 just around Christians. You mean hang out with unsaved folks? I mean go out into the world where they are. Yeah. Make yourself available. See, because, you know, we can live in a bubble and not be in tune with what's going on around us. Amen. But if you just open your ears, you know, and allow your spirit, amen, to be led by God, he will take you to the people that he wants you to talk to. You know, he'll bring them across your path. Now, it's up to us to seize that moment. It's up to us, amen, to stay spiritually in tune so God can use us to speak to that one or those few, amen. And when we do, amen, you know what is going to happen? You can be part of changing a life. And know what happens in, well, let me say it about me. When he uses me to touch somebody, to bless somebody, I feel good. Right? I get excited in the spirit. Lord, you actually use me. Little old me. You know, to make a difference in somebody's life. You know, so and that lets you know that I'm in the right place. Doing the right thing. I'm in tune. I'm not just doing it by myself. Right? And even when they reject you, it's okay. Because they're not rejecting you. Right? How many of us like to be rejected? Let me see again. If you like to be rejected. We won't even risk it. That's the problem. We don't like it so much, we won't even risk it. Right? But you know what? That same person that rejected you when you talked about Christ, go tell them about a sale at Walmart. Tell them about the basketball or the football game. They'll receive you. Telling you know you see it's and that lets you know they're not rejecting you because they receive that. They're just trying to reject the truth. Amen. And it's okay. You just keep loving on them. Amen. Every opportunity God gives you, amen, keep loving on him. And do not buy into the lie, amen, and conclude that, you know, it's impossible for ordinary people to build God's kingdom. That's exactly who he wants to use to build his kingdom. Because we're all ordinary people. Right? We're all ordinary people, amen, in the masses. You know, when we go in to and fro, amen, those opportunities that's all around us. So what else does it look like, amen, for God? You know, he spoke to large crowds, you know. And when he did, amen, people encountered God. They were changed, amen, and the kingdom was built. But that's not necessarily me and you, right? If we just be one-on-one, you know what I'm saying? Remind me of the story of a man walking down the beach and all these starfish, hundreds, thousands of starfish on the beach. And if they stay on the beach too long, what's going to happen? They're going to dry out and die. So this man was going, now he's just picking them up one at a time and throwing them back in the water. One at a time. And someone said, came to him and said, what are you doing? He said, you can't save all these starfish. He reached down and picked up one more, threw it in the water. He said, I saved that one. You know, and see, sometimes we feel like it's too big a job. One soul at a time. One person at a time. You can make a difference if you just stop trying to make the job so ginormous. And even at our men's meeting yesterday, we were talking, and Elder Willie touched on one of the things I say all the time. How do you eat an elephant, Tanisha? One bite at a time. You know, even as he was saying, you might not see that bite, you know, but he's bit. Right? You know, see, so you may not see the difference in that person you're talking to or you're sharing it with, but they've been bit. They've been bit. You just keep on chewing. Keep on chewing. Next, before you know it, amen, they may, you know, because what, ooh, help me, Lord. See, because what happens with the shark? When there's blood in the water? Oh, that's right. It draws more sharks. Amen. So you keep on working on that one. And what God's going to do, and I've seen him do, he'll bring more saints Christians across their path. And next thing you know, every time I turn around, I'm running into one of y'all. Duh. Huh? Hey, God's after you. I say that because I know God chased me down. I wasn't trying to get saved. Sure enough, wasn't trying to be no pastor. Amen. Let alone a minister at all. I mean, but God said otherwise. Because he had a plan for my life, just like he has a plan for your life. And he has a plan for every life that we run across. Amen. Everyone, they just don't know it yet, just like we didn't know it. We thought we was good. How many of y'all thought y'all was good before you came to the Lord? Amen. I'm good to go. I ain't got no problems. I don't need no Jesus. Amen. I don't know what y'all talking about. I don't know. For almost a little over a year, I told my friend, I'm good. He kept on, but he didn't give up. He kept biting. He did. I mean, my wife will let you. He kept on. We went on deployment. He kept on. We came back. He kept on. Finally, he came in, and he wore me out. I said, okay, we'll come check y'all out. You know, I'm going to check y'all out. Mm-hmm. I went, and we went, and there was a story behind even that. But we got there, and we got checked out. Checked out of the world into the kingdom. By God's grace, amen. So don't discredit or downplay those small interactions, those small opportunities that you have to be a part of building God's kingdom. Don't think it's got to be something grandiose. Now, we take the grandiose, but hey, just those small things that make a difference. Those small things, amen, that make people think. Those small acts of kindness. Amen, that we share, amen, not looking for nothing in return, amen, because why? We're letting our light shine. We're not forcing it to shine. I mean, you go get a soda, you get one for your coworker, here you go, bro. Amen. And keep on, I mean, little things, something different about her. Something different about, yeah. They're working for the kingdom. Amen. They're lifting up the name of Jesus, you know. And, you know, we look at these things, and he made it very clear, amen, that his life, amen, was to do the work. He came to be an example, talking about Jesus. You know, he came to be an example to you and I that we could do the same. You know, and it talks about how much he loved everybody and, amen, the people that he touched. Amen. So when we look back at our lives, when you look at your life, or I look at my life, when I look at the wake of my life, do I see the same thing? Do I see a wake of people that have been touched with the love of God? Amen. Or do I leave a wake of destruction and misery and anger? Do I leave a wake, you know, that says, I don't want nothing else to do with him? But something was about Jesus, amen, that people wanted to follow him. Amen. And they wanted to go after him because of the love, amen, and the kind of person he was, amen. So I'm saying that to say, we got to look at, what kind of person are you? What kind of person am I? Am I the kind of person that when people are going through, amen, and because they've seen my life and they've watched my life, am I the kind of person that they'll come to in the time of trouble? And say, can I talk to you? Or can you pray with me? Or am I the person that they don't want to have nothing to do with because they haven't seen any light shining? Amen. Say, well, I'm saved. I got the joy of the Lord. Where is it? Is it deep? You know, deep down in my soul. So deep it's not showing up on your face. It's not showing up in your character. It's not showing up in your words. But it's deep. Some of us is too deep. You need to bring some of that to the surface. Amen. So it can show up. Amen. And be a light, amen, unto the people around us. Amen. We are here to do the work, amen, to proclaim the goodness. Amen. And God wants to use both methods, the big and the small, to bring people to him. Amen. The one-on-one interactions, amen. A lot of people ain't gonna go to no big thing. Even here, amen, a lot of people ain't gonna get up and come to the altar. Right? A lot of people ain't going to get up and come and say, I give my life to the Lord. Right. But you get that one person at the right time in the right moment, one-on-one. Amen. There is the work of ministry taking place. When they're giving that life to the Lord, amen. It ain't got to be no big old thing like, you got to come. Oh, you want to get saved? We'll come back next Sunday and you come to the altar and we'll. No, we can pray right now. We can pray. I don't care. We're in the car, you know, in the living room, amen, in the grocery store. We can pray right now in the name of Jesus. He hears you right where you are. Amen. He'll lead and guide you from this place. Amen. And so don't make it harder than it is, or you know, make it seem like it's more complex or difficult. Amen. Building God's kingdom is just doing the work of the Lord. Amen. Being in tune, amen, with what He's saying. Building His kingdom, amen, is a responsibility that all of us have. That's why He said, "Go ye therefore, teach all nations." Amen. Go into the hedges and highways and compel them. What does the word compel mean? Just a light suggestion? No. To compel means to, you know, press. Amen. To you know, and strongly encourage. Amen. To get on the nerves sometime. You ever had somebody compelling you to do something you don't want to do? Right? But on the inside, you know they're right. Amen. But we just need somebody to be direct with us. Amen. That's what he's saying. Don't be afraid. Be direct. Compel them to yield, amen, to the kingdom of God, to the God their creator, the one that gave them life and breath, the one that has so many things in store for them. Building the kingdom of God is a job for every Christian. Every Christian, amen. I mean, you know, we don't want to miss out on, you know, that's a big part of our job description, right? Amen, to make people like Jesus. But in order to do that, we got to be like Jesus. In order to do that, we got to represent like He wants us to represent. You ever try to witness to somebody after they've seen you acting up? It don't work too well, you know. I our adventure, the only thing you can really say is, you know what, I'm sorry I was acting like that. I'm a child of God, and I just blew it. Forgive me. Humble yourself. You know, you redeem what you just did. You know, restore your witness. Amen. Realize, yeah, I'm human. That don't mean I'm not going to mess up sometime, right? Am I perfect, Pastor? No, don't answer that. You know, but we have got to work at building His kingdom. Amen. See, because what our bishop down in California, you say all the time, sheep beget sheep. Yeah. You never seen a shepherd have a sheep. Right? Sheep beget sheep. But sometimes people feel like, well, that's the pastor's job. No. The pastor's job is to keep you to do the work. Amen. Right? That's like going to your job and going to the boss's office and telling him to come down and do your task. Oh, God. Right? I'm just here to get paid. Right? And sometimes we as Christians feel like we're just here to get paid. We're just here to get blessed. We're just here to go to heaven. Ain't got to do no work. That's not what He called us for. He wants us to do the work. Amen. He wants us to be busy. You know, to share the goodness of the Lord, amen, to share everyone, amen, should have a desire, amen. If we allow our hearts to be moved with the things that move God's heart, amen, to have the compassion that He has, that compassion that saved us, amen. Just like we thank God for His forgiveness, at least I know I do, amen, but yet we don't want to forgive others. That's not walking like Christ. That's not kingdom building. Amen. But when we learn to humble ourselves, amen, God is able to use us like He wants to use us. Every time someone lives out their love for God, amen, people see kingdom building. Every time you walk it out, even when it's difficult, when you forgive that person that hurt you, that's kingdom building. Thank you, God. Now, it's in the little things. Amen, because that person that hurt you, you know what they did. And yet you let them go. You let them off the hook, and you treat them like they ain't never done nothing to you before. Now, that's kingdom building. That's causing them to think, oh, man, I need to have it like they got it. You know, but it's those little things along the way, amen, that help us to grow and help the kingdom to expand, amen, because we're allowing the Holy Spirit, the love of God, the compassion of God flow through us to others. Because I know that if he'd have threw me away when I was messing up, where would I be? I wouldn't. But God is so good. Amen. So we all must do our part, amen, as we go, you know, looking for opportunities. You know, that's one of the things I love as I read through the Gospels, and I see the disciples as they were going from place to place. If you pay attention, it's like they were looking for opportunities. You know, they didn't just pass by, but they were looking for opportunities to be a blessing. Looking for opportunities to show the bigness of God. And I think about when Paul and Silas were going into the temple, and the man was sitting there at the gate, beautiful, begging alms. They could say, I ain't got no money. Okay, and keep on walking. And go on into the temple and do their worship. But no, they saw an opportunity. I mean, he said, silver and gold have I not. But such as I have. This is an opportunity to give you Jesus. And out of that came a great miracle. Why? Because they seized that moment. Amen. They didn't look at what they didn't have. Amen. But they remembered and recognized what they do have. And they stepped up. Amen. And they shared that. Amen. And that man received strength. Amen. Was able to get up and walk. And what did it say? He was doing what? Leaping and praising God. From not being able to get up. Why? Because they seized the moment. Imagine how you would feel. Hallelujah. If that was you. On either side. I mean, you say, whoa, God did that. I'm just going to share with him the gospel. But God healed him. Yeah. What would that do for you? I ain't going to do that no more. Oh, God. No, you be looking for somebody else. Who's next? Yeah, who's next? Give me another opportunity. See, that's what it does. It stirs you up. Woo. Say, wow, God, look at this. Yeah. Kingdom building. Because what that man do now, he's ready to go tell somebody else about the disciples. I don't know. Who, just Jesus that they serve. That's how we do it. And souls saved, lives are changed. Yeah. Amen. People get excited about the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about. Amen. Saving souls. Amen. And you know what? I do not want to stand before God like the servant who hid his talent in the ground. And stand before God and he looks at me and say, where are the others? So what others? The others I brought across your path. The others I gave you opportunity to love on and to share my word and my spirit with. Where are they? I don't want that to happen to me. And I don't want that to happen to you. Right? I want to get there and say, hey, I remember you. Hey, come on, give me five. You know, That's the reunion I want. Yeah. It's like, hey, you know, I'm coming and saying, you're the one that spoke to me. And man, 5 years later, it just kept working on me. And look at me.
Hallelujah. Amen.
That's what we want.
Amen.
Just keep dropping those nuggets. Yeah. Keep on dropping those nuggets. Yeah. Sharing that word, letting God use you. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God, I got to quit. My time is almost up. Amen. You know, Paul challenged the people in Corinth. And he said these words, amen, in 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter and the 10th verse. He said, according to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. He said, the foundation is laid. Christ, and Paul through the original apostles, amen, they laid the foundation. They showed us how to do this thing. And he said, in another build that they're on, are we building? And then it says this, but let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. Think about how you building. Are you putting hay and stubble in there? Or are you putting some bricks down? You know, we got. But he wants us to build. He wants us to work on building the kingdom of God up more and more and more. See, we had, I love how he said, a wise master builder. Okay, and I'm going to follow after him. You know, I want to be a wise master builder. You know, the Bible tells us like this, simply says, he that is wise wins souls. You can't go in there like a serpent. Amen. You can't go in there making it all about you. Amen. But we need to recognize when we come humbly and make it all about Jesus. I am who I am because of who he is and what he's done in my life. You know, we can keep pointing people to him, not to us, to him. Amen. So that they can have that relationship with him. Amen. So that when we're gone, or, you know, even if we fall and stumble, they can still hold on. Because they're connected to the rock, which is greater than I. The rock, amen, that can sustain them, amen, when they go to and fro, wherever they might find themselves. That's what we want. Amen. We don't want people to just be dependent on us. Well, I don't know. Pastor David fell, so I guess we all just go back in the world. No, you pray for Pastor David, and you keep out on going. You keep out on holding on, amen, and moving forward, amen. That's what God wants from us, amen. And not to compare ourselves to others. Your building is not my building. But we all build in the same kingdom. And how he uses you and who he uses you with, amen, is different how he uses me. See, I can't go in there, you know, and talk to the person that might have an addiction like some people can talk to someone with an addiction.
Right.
Because they've been there, amen. They can share their story.
That's right.
Amen. I can share my story. I got to let God use me how he uses me.
Yeah.
Don't degrade. Don't downplay.
That's right.
Don't try to be somebody else. Be who he made you to be. Be the original you, because when you try to be somebody else, guess what? We missing you. You know, and ain't nobody like you. And we need you. The kingdom needs you, amen, to fill in those places, to build the kingdom like God wants it built. Lord. The best way for us to use our lives is to invest it into others to build God's kingdom, to leave a legacy behind us. Amen. We can seek a lot of things. Amen. And how many of us in here don't like things? I don't see no hands going up. But that's okay. But Matthew 6:33 says this. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Huh? What's that? And what? Y'all do it. Don't miss the righteousness now. Back up. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. See, he said, if you put me first, see, now notice, I'm going to say this. I'm not messing with nobody. If you put me first, you'll seek the right things. Right? See, sometimes we think seeking the things. If I could just get this, this, and that, then I'll serve God. But the Lord's saying, if you get that, you'll never come to me. Huh? See, so he said, seek me, seek my righteousness, and out of that will come the right desires. Y'all don't want to go there with me because you already know what you want. See, just let me get it. How many people have lost out because they keep seeking the things, amen, building their kingdom, their life, their world, rather than seeking his? and letting him give you all the things, amen, that he wants to be in your life. You know, I think the Lord says that he will give you the desires of your heart. Amen. Now, a lot of people look at that verse in one way, but I look at it a whole different way. You see, sometimes the desires of our heart ain't according to God's will. Well, the Bible says he'll give me the desires of my heart. I want Sam's wife. That's my... God ain't gonna give you that desire. Huh? See, so what that verse is really trying to give us an understanding is that he will give you righteous desires in our heart, not unrighteous ones. That's why he says seek God in his righteousness, and out of that comes righteous desires that will not derail you, amen, from the kingdom of God, but help you to continue to build. Oh my goodness, time just moved too fast. Do y'all believe we're in March already? My goodness. But seek ye first. Well, when I get this and when I get that, then. No. That's why we take so long. But if we put him first. And it's just, Lord, you have your way in me. Humble me, God. Keep us in alignment with your will so I can do your work, so I can be found busy building your kingdom. I can't finish this today. But... I pray y'all hear what I'm saying. You and I have been empowered and equipped to build the kingdom of God. And if you think about that, it's all about the souls. All about the souls. Let's stand. I'm going to stop right there. Hallelujah. The kingdom has room for more. The kingdom is expanding because of you and because of me. Just tell somebody, I'm doing the work.
Just to see.
I'm doing the work. Amen. And I want to do more. I want to see more souls come into the kingdom of God. More people embracing the love of God. Hallelujah. So let's pray. I just want to pray for all of us. That our spiritual eyes would be open, our ears would be opened and in tune to see and to hear the things of the Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now. Yielded, surrendered vessels, God. Help us. If we're not there, help us to get there. So that, God, you can use us. You can use our mouths. You can use our hands. Lord, you can tune our ears in to hear the cry of those around us. Lord, that we have every opportunity and we seek the opportunities. Lord, to be light and salt. To share your goodness. To share our testimonies. Lord, to let them know, God, that they don't have to live without you. To let them know, God, that you have so much in store, amen, for those that love you, for those that are called according to your purpose, God. So we pray right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you will stir up within each and every one of us a desire to reach somebody. A desire, Lord, to make a difference in the lives of those around us. Lord, both friends and family. Lord, that we would not be afraid to lift up your name. Lord, not be afraid to tell them about your goodness. To let them know where you brought us from. Hallelujah. And Lord, the things that you're yet doing in our lives. Help us, Lord, to strive to be, as Apostle Paul said, wise builders. Wise master builders, God. That others can be drawn, God. And that our hands and our feet, our words, Lord, can be used every day for building your kingdom. Lord, and as we seek you, Lord, you say you'll take care of our needs. You'll take care of our desires. Lord, so let us put you first above all things, God, and watch you explode in our lives. Hallelujah. In such a way, God, that we would know it's only because of you, only because of your goodness. And Lord, we can continue to share with others about your kingdom. Father, we thank you right now that you still give us time. Father, you still give us opportunity. Help us to open our spiritual eyes that we might see. Lord, we thank you for the opportunities that will be coming our way in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if you're here and you haven't given your life to the Lord, I invite you to come. Get in on this. Amen. Become a part of his kingdom. That's where it begins.